The rancher was 80 years old, but moved as if he was 60, 65. He was well weighted at the front, but his legs were strong and quick still, his hand rough and firm on the handshake. He wore, of course, a cowboy hat, the kind you see everywhere in rural Texas, the kind that keeps the sun out of your eyes, the kind that no one looks twice at. Straw-coloured, a wide brim, a dip in the middle of the crown, around which a black band wound. A grey-green rancher's shirt, with flaps and folds, good for the roaring sun, pulled snugly over a belly that spoke of many decent meals, and tucked neatly into tight jeans. Pushing the pickup truck's pedals were cowboy boots, dark and shiny brown, delicately embroidered with fancy patterns, and stamped with the brand of his ranch. The pickup was dusty. It pitched and yawed in and over ditches and ridges in the hard, hot ground of the ranch. The grass was brittle brown, the ponds that once held water, empty bowls of weeds, newly sown fields, now flat spaces full of dead seeds. Drought has come to Texas, a calamitous dry winter following hard on the heels of 3 or 4 bad years. As he twisted the wheel, he pointed out the history of the land. His great-grandfather had sown a field of cotton in the first year of America's Civil War, down by the water, where the crop was washed away by the first of many floods. He laughed at his forebears' foolishness, at lessons learnt about the weather, and then forgotten. He'd sold more than half his cattle this year, rather than pay for feed. Other ranchers in the area were selling up completely. 2 years before, he'd sold the lot, then bought back, expecting rain. "I gambled," he said. And I lost. As for the drought now, well, if it went on much longer, he'd have to sell again. But it wasn't the longest he'd known. That was back in the 50s, when 7 years of drought ravaged the land. In the central blacklands of Texas, the fields are cracked. Corn that should be blocking the line of sight from farm to farm hovers spindly at waist height. If there was a harvest, it would fetch a small fortune, with corn prices at record highs. But instead, farmers are trying to work out when and whether to plough their crop back into their land, and how they will buy the seed to sow next year. Years ago, the rancher held agricultural office in the state. Texas was built on cattle and oil, lumber and cotton. Things have changed a lot since then. Now a new Silicon Valley rises from what was once the hardscrabble hill country where former President Lyndon Baines Johnson was born and raised. The state sucks in people and jobs, attracted by the low taxes, small government, year-round sunshine, and Texas spirit. The rancher ruminated on those he'd met. President Johnson he'd bought young bulls from. A slick crook, he called him, but someone who would one day be more appreciated for his time in office. George Bush Sr., George Bush Jr., he too, the rancher said, would one day be seen as one of the great presidents. The pickup wound its way back to the rancher's house. Low-hanging branches scraped the cab. Inside, 2 hunting rifles bulged from their straps on the roof. One of them was made for him by friends. "I like rifles," he chuckled. The rancher chuckled a lot. Back in the cool of his house, he pointed out the skin of the 150-pound black bear he'd shot splayed out in front of his cowhide-covered bed. On the floor of the living room, the skin of a zebra he had similarly dispatched. Beyond Texas's borders, an anguished debate over national decline rumbles on. There's less of that within the Lone Star State, anguish or debate. Alongside the huge highways that have tamed this enormous place, vast American flags billow in front of car dealerships, hotels, fast food restaurants. Doubt is not a Texan virtue. "Everybody looks back to the good old days," said the rancher, leaning back in an armchair, a cold drink in his hand. "But I don't want to go back there. They weren't so good." He went back out into the sun, now near its peak, to say goodbye. The cicadas shrieked in the tree above, the countryside drained of colour by the hard sunlight. "This is a great country," he said. "It's got its problems, but I wouldn't trade it for any other place." His big dog, T-Bone, lolled and rolled in the heat, and the rancher finished the discussion. "I'm proud," he said, "to be an American."